Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Let's talk about the five things you need to know about if you're planning to fly a budget airline for vacation this summer. And right now, Dave, I thought I'm going to check out how much it is to fly Frontier. Fly Frontier Airlines. I'm going to book a trip somewhere to anywhere USA from Salt Lake City in May. I'm going to leave you for a week. And I got on the Frontier website when you walked off to go get a mouthful of peanuts there. And I am stuck in this cycle of having to sign up for some $99 a year pass. Like, so I scored this great deal for two round trip tickets to Austin, Texas for under $300. This is awesome. And now I cannot get out of this loop they've got me in to fork over $99. So I want to talk about what you need to know about flying with a budget airline before you book the flight, because Dave has firsthand experience.
Okay, so some of the budget airlines that we have here in Utah, Breeze, Spirit.
Allegiant,
mm-hmm. Freeze, or sorry, Frontier. I'm just mixing them all together.
Febreze.
It smells great on the airline. So the budget airlines, they are so much cheaper. If you have some flexibility and you can travel, you know, and they are a quarter of the cost, a third of the cost of round trip airfares in many cases. I told you I spent $150 round trip to go down to Phoenix a couple months ago. Had I gone on a budget airline, $50 round trip.
That's insane.
Like, that's insane.
You had to think that was a too good to be true offer.
I thought it was one way.
I would have thought that's going to get me from, you know, Provo to St. George. Yeah, you know, what's the trick? Or how many airports do I need to have layovers at before they get me there?
But the parking is $97 a day, right? I thought there was some catch here.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, sure enough, some of these budget airlines have these unbelievable deals. And there is a ginormous, wait a second. So I've flown on budget the last couple times I've flown. Every single step of the way, they try to upcharge you and upsell you on something. Mm-hmm. Hey, you can't sit together unless you pay an additional fee, because I bought two tickets. Otherwise, we're going to separate you on the plane. And they absolutely do. They separate you on the plane. If you want to sit next to each other, you want to select your own seat, you have to pay for an upcharge. So, you know, here's an extra $30. Okay, if you want to bring something other than a personal laptop bag, and that's basically what it is, like a small laptop bag, that is free. If you want to carry on, upcharge. If you want some actual luggage, upcharge. Every single thing you add is going to cost you. You want a Coke? It's going to cost you. If you want a bag of peanuts, it's going to cost you. And they will do this, exactly what you went through. Every time you get to a computer, they're like, do you want an upgrade? Do you want to do this? You want to add that? And they nickel and dime you a million different ways until you're paying, you know, full price, so to speak.
Okay, let me get my head wrapped around this. And that this is how you fly?
Yeah. because this is what I learned.
Starting to make Delta seem like the, you know, magic carpet. I mean,
yeah,
that's
there's no
amazing.
Biscoff cookies on this flight.
I'm so glad somehow I got hooked into Delta years and years ago.
You get flight miles too. The thing that I've learned though is as long as you can say no to every single thing.
Oh, you got willpower?
You have to have like iron will Iditarod power. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have the ability to say, I will travel basically
naked.
In the clothes
naked.
I'm wearing.
Naked.
And
naked.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're not changing any clothes for the next 3 days.
I've got a hack for that. I've got a really good travel hack for that. Stay tuned for that. Dave's given me so little time to walk through this Motley Fool article. No, I love it. That's great. I love that you've had this amazing experience flying on the wing.
And it is.
It costs extra.
Half naked.
That'll be 19. Sorry.
You can wear a t-shirt.
I can't unsee this.
And some pants.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
I'm not going to make it. Okay. Okay, Motley Fool, number one, almost everything costs extra. They've stole my thunder. But they did point out that like Spirit Airlines charges $25 at check-in counters for each boarding pass. They want to, if you need it printed out. To avoid this.
I didn't know there was a printing fee.
Well, it's expensive.
That's good, yeah.
Paper costs a lot of money. Stop killing trees. There's a way to do it.
Buy a smartphone.
Invest a little in technology. All right, we're not going to kill trees for you. It's going to cost you $25. Can you imagine if your family of 10 standing there trying to spend like $250 on printing boarding passes? I'm going to skip to number three. They're likely to have more delays and cancellations. You experienced this when you were trying to book that really super-duper cheap flight out of the Provo airport to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't a cancellation necessarily, but this was you could only go out on like a Wednesday after a leap year and return on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know? It's tricky.
They tried to bump us because we came in. We didn't have the assigned seats. They weren't going to bump us, but they were asking, you know, where they say, hey, will mm-hmm. someone give up their seats? Do you know how much they were offering per ticket to get me and my son on the flight? $1,200 per ticket.
That's a bargain. You want to get bumped then, don't
you? I'm turning to Austin like, hey, buddy, it's like $2,500, man. Can we be late to the concert? He's like, no, we can't be late to the concert.
Why does he have a vote? He's a child.
Well, we are going down there for the concert. You can't exactly be late for the concert.
See the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You're good. That's a really good dad move.
I turned down $2,500. That was a tough one.
Oh. Yeah, because then it's no longer a budget airlines, right? That's your bank account. I mean, I think
it was flight vouchers.
Flight vouchers. Yeah. Oh, still takes your whole family to Europe.
Yeah, we could have gone anywhere. Yeah.
You could have gone anywhere. That's a bad financial move.
That was a tough one.
That's a problem with having kids. See, we just talked about having kids. That's a problem with having kids. They cheat us out of everything, money-wise. Lines at airports can be long. We're talking about if you're planning on flying a budget airline, there's some downsides to it. You can't save a lot of money, but you got to watch those hidden fees. You got to be aware of what you're clicking on. You got to make sure that you print out your phone and you buy a phone and you actually have a QR code for check-in because they're charging money just for the printout of boarding passes. It says always check it online because budget airlines, these airport lines can be longer. And it also says recommend, if possible, stick to a carry-on. Okay, so this is my life hack when flying. And I've just come to this realization within the last couple of years. Layer up. Especially my female friends. Layer up. You've got your stretch pants on top of your black yoga pants. You're traveling with all one color. You've got I traveled to New York with three shirts on.
Stop it. Jeez. You're 119 degrees
yet.
Running a fever.
Not done yet. Those planes get kind of chilly. Two layers on. And a sweatshirt tied around my waist. That's key. You got to do the sweatshirt around the waist. You got to put your purse. You got a tiny purse. You got to put that in the backpack because all you're bringing is a backpack, okay? You don't worry about makeup. That's ridiculous because you got to go through it. Just forget about the makeup. You're going to go no makeup mode for vacation. You get there, you buy some mascara. That's how it is. $4-5 to buy mascara. You're going to do buy the cheap stuff. And then you're going to bring one pair of shoes. That's it. Look, if you're unless you're flying to a cornfield in Nebraska, you're going to have a store there if you get there and you don't have what you need. You don't need to take the whole closet anymore. I can fly about this country with less than a backpack full of stuff, and I could be gone for more than a week.
This layering.
So, no.
Look, you're going to look like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
You know what
Man in all your clothes.
I never have lost luggage. Never. That's because true. I never have lost luggage. I never have luggage fees, but I have the miles anyways, and I have the American Express card, I never have luggage fees. So I eliminate this stress, and it is a beautiful thing, to quote former President Trump.